The first thing you notice when you walk into Encore Academy's cafeteria at lunch or breakfast is this, the sound of kids talking.
Well, they have to learn how to get along somewhere. So this is the start of that.
Terry Smith is Encore Academy's founder and school leader. Unlike many charters with a no-excuses model, Smith wants kids to be kids.
If they cannot interact, where are they ever going to learn how to get along? And that requires some noise sometimes. That's the way my kids grew up, and I felt that that's the best environment possible for children.
A lot of what you see at Encore Academy, an open admissions charter school beginning its third year under the Orleans Parish School Board, is due to the vision of Terry Smith, an educator for nearly 30 years.
Since 2004, I've been in school management, and most of that in charter school management. And what we have seen is arts have disappeared. I've been in many, many schools across the country, and the arts just are not what they should be. They're not what they were when I was a kid, not when for my own children. And I have a problem with that.
So when Smith wrote the charter for Encore, she put arts at the center alongside academic achievement. Starting in pre-kindergarten, students learn vocal and instrumental music, including time in Encore's keyboard lab. Third graders begin guitar. In dance class, they learn partner dancing, swing, and tap.
So this is our dance and fitness class. They have music every day, and they have dance and fitness every other day, rotated with French.
Encore is, you know, unusual in a place like New Orleans, where a lot of the charter schools have been intensely focused on combating the challenges of poverty.
Rick Hess is director of education policy studies at the American Enterprise Institute.
But on the national landscape, it's happily not unique. It's tougher to raise the money to get schools like Encore started. Most of the foundations are very focused on tackling achievement gaps.
Foundations are a huge funding source for New Orleans charters. And because they're singularly focused, charters here tend to be quieter, more stern, and without arts and fitness as part of the school day, every day.
A lot of the educators who've embraced chartering are very mission-driven about making sure they're serving, you know, the most disadvantaged kids. And, you know, frankly, especially when you're looking for models to start new schools, there's much more of a support infrastructure for people who want to launch no-excuses schools.
In New Orleans, this has led to franchises like Renew, First Line, or Algiers, charters which have a set model and teams to support that model. Smith doesn't have that kind of support for Encore.
It's definitely harder if you're a standalone charter. If you're a standalone charter like us, or say Andrew Wilson, for example, or Homer Plessy, you don't have anybody to call on generally.
What Smith does have is 14 years of experience in charters. She knows how to look creatively at budgets, contract out Encore's administrative work, and share buses with other schools. Her ability to make these kinds of on-site decisions is why Smith left public schools, to put resources where she believes they matter most for children.
We only had 329 children this year. We had two music teachers, two dance and fitness teachers, a part-time art teacher and a French teacher. And initially, the finance people who were the experts were saying, there is no way this is going to work, Terry. But we just looked at things creative and made it a priority. And we've proven for 2 years now that it does work.
Last year, Encore raised its test scores by 10 points and is now a C-rated school. It'll spend this year in the Diaper Building on Orleans Avenue, where it hopes to raise its scores even more. And next year, Encore will move into the building it purchased in St. Rock, in the most appropriate place possible, between music and art streets. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.